Washington, lawmakers remain deadlocked as the government shutdown enters day three and the Trump administration ramping up the threats, saying the number of federal workers who could be fired is, quote, likely going to be in the thousands. While Republicans blame Democrats for the shutdown, refusing to vote on a bill that would not restore health care funding, Democratic Congressman Gabe Amo says Republicans have opted into a crisis.
You see, the Trump administration's actions, especially that of Russell Vought and President Trump, demonstrates that they want this shutdown.
President Trump says the U.S. now engaged in a formal armed conflict with drug cartels, calling them unlawful combatants. He made the declaration to several congressional committees in a memo obtained by ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs back in court Friday for sentencing on charges of transportation to engage in prostitution. On Thursday, Combs submitted a letter apologizing for his actions. This is ABC News. The founder of a Texas megachurch who resigned last year after a woman in Oklahoma accused him of sexually abusing her in the 1980s avoids a lengthy sentence behind bars. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Pleading guilty to five counts of lewd and indecent acts with a child, former pastor Robert Morris, 64, says Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond. His office says the alleged abuse began in 1982 when the victim was 12 and Morris was a traveling evangelist staying in Hominy, Oklahoma with her family. The abuse allegedly continued for 4 years. Morris gets a 10-year suspended sentence, serves the first 6 months in county jail, must register as a sex offender, and has to pay costs of his incarceration and restitution.
Canada has issued a travel advisory for the United States, Ottawa warning gender-neutral passports may no longer be accepted when entering the U.S. Canada, one of a handful of countries that allow for an X-gender identifier. President Trump signed an executive order only recognizing two sexes. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high upper 80s. Breezy Saturday, high again upper 80s. Mid-80s Sunday, then cooler next week. It's 60 right now.
She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Don't be slow.
No.
'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go.
No.
And I don't know. Conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low.
No,
and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Been 40.
Silly boy.
Told my girl we had to break up.
Silly boy.
But then she would call my phone.
Silly boy.
And she said, to my surprise,
big girls don't cry.
Big girl.
Don't cry.
Ay, ay, ay.
They don't cry.
Big girl.
Don't cry.
Said they don't cry.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight, weekdays 6 until 9 on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. Bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
So mellow, yeah, you're so mellow.
sudden grace. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We have Mike Clemens Sports on the air Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mike is embedded with the Packers, brings you everything from practice and every game start to finish with updates throughout the day. Mike Clemens, award-winning sports and coverage of the Packers, right here on your home for local news, timeless hits, Packer updates, too. It's 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Chosen hands to make me blue. his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting me higher and higher. All right.
There'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, mama said.
Mama The government shutdown entering its third day. While Republicans are pushing for a clean government funding bill, Democrats demanding to be included in talks, insisting any solution address their demands on health care. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Leader Schumer and myself haven't gotten a single phone call as it relates to a follow-up conversation. We are ready to have that conversation, but we need credible partners on the other side of the aisle.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
I don't have anything to negotiate.
One suspect dead and three others now in custody for a ramming attack outside a synagogue in northern England. Police say two people were killed, at least three others were hurt. Sean Combs will be back in court Friday for sentencing on charges of transportation to engage in prostitution. This a day after he presented a letter to the judge apologizing for his actions. This is ABC News. As the battle gears up over the use of mifepristone, the FDA has just given the green light to an off-brand version of the abortion pill.
According to a letter posted on maker Avita Solutions' website Tuesday, it's the second generic.